our Wednesday BBS program. Today's date is July 13th, 2016. So we're going to clear the date here for everybody. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. It's getting better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, let's clear away from you an energy that you may have. Something attached to you, the stuff. This is our stuff clearing. So here we go, releasing your stuff for one incident. Here we go. Think of something. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, oh dear, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. That feels much better. Okay. So here we go, everybody. Let's bring up the light beams. The needs you have on your screen. We'll energize those for you. So here we go. 1, bring up your light beams. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So let's bring our co-host on. And we have Ann this evening. So, Ann, are you out there around and everything else?
Yes, I am, Ron. I am here. Happy to be here. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron already cleared the date for us and charged up our light beings with peace energy, so thank you very much, Ron, for that. And we have quite a few comments and testimonials and things in our inbox. And a very exciting announcement to make. I think it's very exciting. There is now a brand new healing. Ron announced this on the Sunday organ restoration call, organ rejuvenation. There is now a whole lifetime or unlimited timeline crash. So, Ron, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
So you have three options. You have the one that would be maybe for I believe a week, then you have a month. And then you have the one that would be this one, which would be like $150. So now it'll be on one page. And we also have a vortex clearing. The vortex clearing is what really sparked this thing on because, wow, if any of you felt the change of having the vortexes cleared in your room, if not, what I'll do is, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have to go to 50 to get 10% released here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. It won't even be quite that, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, there we go. So see how you might get up from where you're sitting or if you're laying down. And just see, you know, if you're sitting, you get, you know, they're attaching to your butt. If you're laying down, it could be on one of your sides or back or something, you know. But typically, you're probably... I'm assuming sitting down listening to the program here. So see how you're feeling. Maybe you're going to feel, you know, less pressure when you sit down. If you do the floors on this clearing, the vortexes on the floors, you're going to be able to realize that normally you walk And you wouldn't know this until you had it cleared. So normally when you walk, it seems like you're walking like on your tiptoes in a sense. You're not putting full pressure down on the bottom of your foot. And so once you get this clearing and you clear the floor, then your whole foot is planted very nicely, you know, on your floor, and the weight is distributed evenly. So it's sort of like having those air cushions on a little bit. And it also can work up through your body as they cord you. So we'll just see if we have any comments on this here. So, Ann, I'll just turn it back over to you. So we do have a vortex clearing added onto that timeline crash. So we're going to be putting radio buttons in to pop it up a little bit so you don't have to do so much work. And it'll be quite nice. So maybe by the weekend or after this weekend, we'll have the page changed here a little bit. So it's an advanced timeline crash. And remember, you can do the other ones if you wish, which are less money, but some people, you know, was requesting, you know, to have the unlimited version, and this one here is what we put up to facilitate that for people. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, Ron, that vortex clearing felt really good. And we talked about this on another show recently, but you couldn't clear vortexes on the space clearing, which is available on Ron's site, and it's wonderful. It has a lot of options for clearing things in your home. There's the planet-star disconnection, which is the one we talked about most, that you just put in after your name, remove vortexes from the floor, and now, of course, you can put it in as a timeline crash on this new timeline crash that Ron has offered us. And so if you want to buy it now and start right away, the username and password will not change, and we'll make the announcement when the page gets updated with the new radio buttons on it. It should be just a few more days, and we'll be all set with that. And somebody wrote in, because we did announce this on Sunday, and let me just open their email so I get it correctly, with a really great suggestion. On the advanced timeline crash, did you mention implants? And yes, they are on there. When we talk to other people, we're distracted by their implants. Do we have a clearing to stop implant distraction? That's interesting. Maybe that's something you could clear on that on the timeline crash. And somebody else wrote in, I know, there's another one, let me find it, about lost objects. And that is one of the options Ron has, actually, on this new advanced timeline crash. So thank you, listener, that's a wonderful idea. And I thought maybe I'd just take a moment, Ron, and tell people what you have on this timeline crash. Give me a second here to get it open. There we go. Well, a big one, physical body conditions. I won't read them all. There's a long list here. But one is lost objects, hexes, spells, and curses. I'm just skipping around. Intimidating situations, physical pain, sleep deprivation programs. Wow. Synchronistic events. So if we take that one, Ron, let's say synchronistic events, and you choose that as I'm going to timeline crash synchronistic events, you would still want to add some detail in the box,
yes, you have,
correct?
No, you have to add detail to it.
Okay.
You know, otherwise, it's it gets too airy-fairy. You have to put down what you want to release yourself from a timeline.
Right.
Oh, you know, like you say, well, I feel pain, so I want to have all my pain released. Well, I'm sure you could probably work it that way, but it might take you, you know, five lifetimes to do it, you know. So you need to put down what your current pain is or what your past pain was, because remember, your current pain is going to be related to past pain. So once you clean what's on your plate in front of you, maybe you do 1,000 timeline crashes to clear out your pain, then there's probably other pain that resurfaced because the aliens knew that they can get you for having pain. So automatically, they're typically, you know, giving you pain now because they saw you 20 years ago having pain, and they got a lot of mileage out of you. Maybe they owned your body for a while back then, and then they gave up on it because maybe you got healed and the pain went away or whatever, or they found somebody else who had more energy than you did. And then automatically, now they're coming back to you again after all these years, and, you know, they're getting you again. So you want to clear the other ones in the past also, if you can know, if you recall what they are. So that's very important to do. So back to you.
It seems like there are a few on here that, you know, we can clear that we may not have information about, like ship clouds. I guess you could write in current attachment to ship clouds, you know, current and past connections to ship clouds. But in other words, we don't really know what they're doing to us, right? So we could just timeline crash that, and I'll take away the effects, right?
Well, you still want to be specific of what's happening.
Okay.
So, you know, the ship clouds, you can timeline crash that in general, but, you know, are they giving you a headache or are they causing a problem? But first, see if they're affecting you. You know, you're seeing them naturally with your eyes, right? But
mm-hmm.
see what, how they're affecting you with a situation. But you can clear them. You know, those gray skies, you know, that's what we're looking at, is gray skies probably, or you know, the ship clouds.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do that, but really it's more designed for things that are causing you a physical problem. But it could go the other direction also. But first, you know, fix yourself. Find out what they're doing to you. Get rid of that energy. So back to you.
Okay. And somebody else, which we can talk about that healing as well, wrote in asking about the signs and symbols clearing. And one of the options, there is a whole life signs and symbols clearing on the website. But one of the options on this new timeline crash is the timeline crashing of signs and symbols. So that's pretty nice. Okay, will the price be the same for the advanced timeline crash to $20 a week or $50 a month? So, no.
It's a one-time buy.
Right.
I guess I could probably, I might put it in that way. Let me just think about that, having those three different prices on it. But it gets to be more complicated. Only because if you, you know, let's say you bought it tonight, and tomorrow you go to work, you know, and you're planning to do it on the weekend, but when the weekend comes, you know, you have to go see Aunt Harriet or something, and then all of a sudden you go, well, I only had like a couple of days to really do this timeline crash for the $20, and I, you know, maybe you only feel like you got $5 benefit out of it or something, you know? Because a lot of people, once they get a clearing, if it's a week long, they hit it. I'm assuming that's, you know, what most people are doing, because otherwise they feel they're going to get the most they can out of that clearing. Otherwise, you'd buy the $50 one. So, you know, when you get the unlimited one, the longer one, then you don't have to worry about it. Because I don't want to put anybody in stress getting a clearing, you know, and think, oh, man, I got to run this thing out and, you know, I got to stay up late to do it and everything else. So that's sort of, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, if you can get the unlimited version, and maybe not everybody wants it, so the other one is still available. But it's possible we could make this whole clearing into the, you know, the $20 one or the $50 one and the $150. I'll check on that. I don't know how much complications that's going to be to do, you know, by having the webmaster change everything over. But I didn't really intend to do that. So back to you.
Okay. So someone's wanting us to confirm that vortexes will be cleared on the new advanced timeline crash? And the answer is yes. And then
it's
we
already
have
in there. Yeah.
Right.
It's already there on that. Yes.
Okay. And and then they have a question: could there be vortexes inside the body?
Oh, I'm sure there could be. There's aliens in you, so why not? But yes, remember that's why we have the Sunday calls, to get rid of aliens, so they could be coming into you from a vortex, very possibly. How are they going to get to you? How are they going to come into you? Okay? If we're kind of looking at how they could come in, well, when you get hung, from people, that's one easy way they can come into you. But let's say you never hug anybody and you don't touch anybody. Well, then how do you get them? Well, they're passed on to you, and maybe the vortexes, go into you, connect to you. That's sort of like, I may have to do a call at some point, maybe a month or so, but maybe we could do a body organ vortex clearing. Hate to say that, but, that's a possibility. Do a special call for that. I don't know. We're going into stuff that, as we're discovering things, we're going really deep into things. So I guess we could, but the answer would more than likely be yes, So back to you.
Okay. So somebody said if you are emotional, that's what brings you into timelines. If you react when someone brings up the past or you get into fear. And this listener saying, when I'm non-reactive, I didn't go on that timeline. And is that possible to do?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Just be living your life fine, not having the TV on or the radio, we'll say, where you're not hearing worldly news, okay? So let's just say that, another tsunami hits someplace, right? And there's a lot of problems and troubles and, destruction. So you don't hear about that. So you're not on that timeline. And then your neighbor comes over and says, oh, man, did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, man, this and that. And they talk and talk and talk about it. And, once they kind of connect to you, but they have to push your button, okay? You need to get that button pushed in you. So if they're just talking about all this stuff, you may just hear it, and it may just go right through your body. Okay, remember, the only reason why things happen to you is because this energy comes into you and it gets stuck someplace, okay? That activates your DNA. It gets stuck. So if you aren't involved with, say, tsunamis at all, and it's not your reality, kind of much like the old scenario where they talked about the North American Indians not being able to see the ships in the ocean. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's what people have claimed, okay, or the Indians maybe claim that. So, but if you don't know what a tsunami is, and somebody's talking about a tsunami, and you're not relating to what it can do and everything else, then it'll just go right through you, and you'll be hearing them talk, you're not going to be connected. Now, if somehow you saw something on TV 10 years ago, and, there's a lot of stuff happening, then all of a sudden you're hooked up to that. And unfortunately, once you're hooked up, then you're going to be on that timeline, whether you wanted to be on it or not. But I guess that's the whole process. So if you don't relate to it, you don't hear about it, you don't get your buttons pushed, not emotional about it, then you just, okay, that happens, okay, I'm fine with that. Then you're not going to be on the timeline. But once you grab onto it and you start worrying it to death and thinking about it, and the emotions come up, all those poor people, or maybe you just don't care for people at all, and you go, oh, man, all those dogs and cats got killed, or something, Maybe the person's talking about people, and you could care less about the people. And maybe you're not thinking about dogs and cats, but they go, oh, man, they had this picture of this dog out there, swimming around, and it drowned. And now, because you like dogs, and instantly now you're on that timeline. So you don't get emotional. Remember, the aliens are trying to get you on the timeline. If you don't get emotional, you're fine. You're not on that timeline. You probably won't experience anyone else talking about it at all because you're not on the timeline. If you're on the timeline, they're going to bring you and you're going to hear everything about this situation. So, you know, the sky's falling, then your neighbors will be talking about the sky's falling, the little chicken little, you know, and everything else. And once you start hearing all this stuff, more and more will come to you. That's your self-fulfilling prophecy. Now you're on more timelines, so it's up to you to be neutral. That's why you do the mind-to-heart drop, and that's why you do the clearings on the website to shed yourself of this contamination that's inside of your energetic bodies, bringing you into destruction of yourself. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a request from a listener from Florida, she puts in. So, hello to Florida. She has a request for a healing for a body part. So, I don't know if you could want to maybe do a quick sample of something that whatever you think people might need.
Well, just think of something that you're dealing with, like we started the show off with. And remember, the healing is only going to work according to how much you've worked on yourself. This is 99% correct, what I'm telling you. So if you haven't cleaned out your energetic bodies, you may not feel a darn thing. And, you know, so the ones that have worked on themselves, I'm just taking away the energy and maybe you just stuck with one thing on you and I can get it off. Another way of stating it, how many times has your body went through this and are you processing this stuff? So here we go. Let's release this energy. And it'll be of your choice. So here we go, like we did at the beginning of the program. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So the healing isn't necessarily a healing. It's just taking away the program on a timeline that you're experiencing. So I just took you off of a program. Now, if the program is no longer with you, then your body very possibly could be well. So back to you, but, you know, how deep does it go? Is this a life pattern on you? Did your soul family give you this situation? Very possibly they could have. You get all your soul family wanting you to have this so they can experience it. That gets to be pretty hard to deal with because it's out of your control. Remember, things are either internal or external. And you can work on yourself to get rid of the internal, then the external may not affect you. But if you're getting hit a lot from the external, then that could be problems. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Now, interesting, someone has a question about our auras. How do we fix holes in our aura?
Oh, boy. Well, we got a clearing, I think, the auric field clearing, which you could get. As you start cleaning out your energetic body, that's where the problem is that you're dealing with on your aura, because your aura is radiating out of your body is problems. Remember, the aura that you have is how people connect to you. Well, if your aura is real squeaky clean and you don't have any issues in your aura, then more than likely, you know, you're going to be feeling pretty good. Now, you know, the holes in the aura, that can get into problems where maybe you were abducted, maybe you got a lot of energy attached to you, like we talked about a little bit ago, about vortexes on you. Maybe you took too many drugs and you got holes in your aura, you know. The whole thing is your energetic body. That's what makes you up. You got to clean out your energetic bodies. You may want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing. The harmonic clearing is very good. Do the harmonic clearing. See if that helps you. So, back to you.
Okay. Excuse me. That's great, Ron. So, on weekdays, Tuesday through Friday, Ron does healing calls. And today was, it's of course Wednesday, so Ron charges water for us for the week. And we got a testimonial in, Ron, about today's call. feeling wonderful after the water call. Was tired and bone weary from physical work. Lots of back and shoulder and muscle pain. After the call, feeling much more energy, more life force, as well as lighter and less pain. Just use the skin misting water as well.
Yeah, that's great. Very good.
Yeah, it's a wonderful call. You did a lot of water for us today, Ron.
Yep.
Okay. And, oh, someone wrote in the light infusion chamber clearing. She has whole life and unlimited she uses, and she feels that helps with your aura, too. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, that's a wonderful healing to have. Okay, and another testimonial. Once again, the timeline crashes helped out with a cat of mine that had a physical problem. He had run off and was hiding in pain. I immediately opened the timeline crash and put bring him home into the box. Within half an hour, he came into the yard. I was able to put him in his case and transport him without incident. I also ran the whole lifetime unlimited healing on him when we returned home for the pain, as well as the shots and medicine he needed at the vet. I cleared myself, too. He's doing great and recovering nicely. So happy we have these clearings. They are so calming and empowering. What a great combination.
What you may want to do, too, I'm just thinking of this here. So the cat was away, probably afraid someplace. So you may want to do a fear clearing on the cat. And did the cat bring in, I won't say any hitchhikers, but, have you think of that one. But did the cat bring in the area of some other place into your house that you really wouldn't want to have in there? You know, cats, go on and do strange things, maybe dumpster diving and stuff, looking for things. But let's just say that you lived maybe a half a mile, we'll just say, from a, what would you call it, a dump, okay? And so the cat goes into the dump looking for food because somehow you didn't feed it or whatever. So now the cat's bringing back dump energy into your house. So that means that you're living now in the dump because the cat brought it into you. What's that old phrase? The cat brought it in, but the dog wouldn't take it out or something. Remember that one, Ann? Anyway, you might want to think of that and do a space clearing on your house. Or just think of. We'll go even further. This will be some. So now you live a mile from the graveyard, right? And the cat goes over there and runs around. And all these entities, if there are some around there, and there could be, they could be relatives that are looking for their lost ones. And so all of a sudden now your cat's full of dead people, okay? Entities, emotional bodies of people who died. Ghost, and now it comes into your house, and you go, man, this cat looks kind of funny, And when I touch it, it makes my hand hurt or whatever. And geez, wherever this cat's going, it's like, I don't like it. I don't like my cat anymore. So maybe it's full of entities from wherever it went to. You may want to look at that and clear out things for your cat. Remember, your cat is free if you've done a clearing of that same type. So if you have a full lifetime, entity clearing, and you probably want the unlimited version, but if you just did it without that, you can do your cat for that, and you just put the age of the cat in. If the cat's, say, 3 years old, then put 3 years and clear it out of entities and whatever else, is going on, but you still need to do a space clearing probably in your house if it came in. You don't know where it's been, what it's been up to. And, you know, if the cat's been away, it's probably traumatized and it's probably in fear. So you may want to do those clearings. And as the cat, you know, you may want to do the alien to light clearing and the clone to light. You know, maybe something hopped into your cat, an alien hopped into your cat, and it wants to use your cat to view you, much like the clones do, you know, to get intel and stuff. So you may want to do those two clearings. But it does go pretty deep. But once you kind of realize what's going on, and, you know, if you're a long-time listener, you're going to realize, oh, yeah, the cat needs this, that, and the other. I'm going to do it on the cat. If you're a beginner listener, a newbie, then you may go, gee, you know, all this stuff could be wrong with my cat. It just went off, you know, and is gone for a day, you know. Well, you know, you need to kind of understand what could be going on. So just kind of look at see what's going on with your cat, if it looks good or not. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody has a question about the dark side practitioner clearing, and I just want to check. I believe that this is also, yes, dark side practitioner, by the way, is a whole life clearing, but it's also on this new advanced timeline crash that Ron has put out. So you could put up both at the same time. Boy, that would be very effective, I would think. So the question is, when you clear a name on the dark side practitioner, Ron, do you also clear yourself from practitioning them, or do you have to do it separately? I guess they mean, is it automatically cleared both ways, or
it goes with whatever you put in there. So the dark side practitioner is anybody who's thinking thoughts about you, you know, and from there, you know, it could be somebody doing the spells and everything else, you know, which is very, very negative. But once you think of somebody, then they're being energetically courted. And then the emotions of the person is going into that person, too. So that's why you want to do the dark side practitioner, in case there's other stuff going on that you don't realize. Energetic courting could help, but the dark side practitioner has a lot more horsepower to it. Yeah, you do want to put your name in also, because you might realize somebody's doing something to you and then you're getting upset about it. Well, back to you.
Well, that's really a great insight, Ron. Yeah, thank you. Same would go for the people courting clearing, I would think. Like if you know someone's courting you and then you're kind of, that's aggravating, and then you might end up courting them back. So someone is asking on the animal clearings, if the animal's owner did barcode, the barcode clearings, is that free for the animal as well? And I believe you've said yes to that, Ron. You can do the death barcode.
As long as you've got it yourself, it's free for your animals, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. So thank you very much. Oh, and just a reminder, you mentioned the auric protection clearing that you have, Ron, and it isn't a separate healing. It's not a healing you can go into Ron's website and purchase. It's part of the nano detox clearing. And when you purchase that, it comes with it. So just to remind everybody, that's how you find that. Okay. And someone wanted to know if you clear... No, wait, let me do this first. Somebody wrote in a Sunday call testimonial. I have been able to be on all the calls and intensives for the last couple of months, and it's been so great and tremendously healing. At the body age of 76, it seems there tend to be many physical issues that crop up. I've been having some issues lately, and the calls are taking the pain away, and it's become less and less pain. This past Sunday, you again removed many pins from our neck and shoulders. It feels so hugely relieved. Altogether, my body is feeling clearer and fresher. It's quite a lovely feeling. Thank you so much.
Oh, great. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's the every weekend call that you do. And so someone is asking, Ron, if they can clear any mind control that might have come about from taking medication or drugs on the special healing.
Oh, boy. No, that's not, it's not designed for that, okay? You need to deal with the problem. If it's mind control, then that's, you need to do something with the mind clearing, not on the special clearing. So you need to know if you have a mind loop going on. You know, what program are they running? Are you being attacked psychically? You know, what timelines are you on? So the special clearing is not designed for that one, no.
Okay. Okay, now this is a really good question. The alien crown chakra clearing, Ron, and I don't know if you remember it, but it's very long. It's really great. It's very thorough and has a lot of different options. And the first part, you clear your chakras by, you know, each part, like I don't have it in front of me right now, but, you know, your first chakra front and back, and it's a lot. So the question is, when you clear, can you clear all three parts on the healing at once? They're listed separately, but you can hit all the buttons.
You could try it and just see how your body is going to respond to it.
Well, can I just share how I did it? Is I went through it the first time, each thing separately, and then you really feel it. It just, it's a wonderful healing, and then you can do it that way, like just do more at one time or the whole first section and click all the buttons. And then if you don't do it for a while, let's say, and you go back to do it in a month or something, you might want to do that again, I would say. But I feel like it works if you do click all the buttons.
It will work, but it depends how your body is. If you're really sensitive, it might be an overload for you. So,
right.
So just try it and see. If you do feel overloaded, you know, then, you know, you may want to just cut back on it. Remember,
right.
Everybody's different according to how their body is. And if you're trying to squeeze a lot of clearings in, like on a Sunday or something, you know, and if you have to go to work on a Monday, what if you did too many clearings and your body hasn't processed those energies yet? Remember, it's taken away negativity. Now you have to get stuff being put in with your spirit and everything else, and things sometimes take a while for the body to get back into balance. So what if you lost a day or two of work because you overworked yourself on the weekend, thinking you can click a bunch of buttons and do everything at one time? So, you know, that's, you have to be aware of what's what. In your body, you don't know where you're going to be on one clearing. You can say, well, I did this before, no problem at all, I'm going to do it again. And then all of a sudden, you have situations going on because you overloaded your body. You know, you don't know where you are with that. So, just be careful. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, the reference I think that Ron was wanting is one my grandparents used to use. It is something the cat dragged in. And my folks used to say this to me when I was a teenager, you look like something the cat dragged in. They were only kidding, but when Ron started talking about cats, it reminded me of it. I think I'll clear it anyway. Yeah, she's asking, should she use the natal barcode to clear that expression?
I do dark side practitioner and the natal barcode. Okay, right away. Okay, so you're going back in time now, and your parents said that. You look like something the cat drug in, right? Well, what does that mean? It's not a positive thing, so they're doing a psychic attack on you. Perfect example of what that would be. So they're projecting something onto you that you don't look for. So you're being attacked psychically by them, and that's still going on, even though it could have happened 50 years ago. So now you got timeline crashes to do, unfortunately, because the aliens probably put you on timelines because that kind of made you distressed, maybe. You could have laughed about it, then they got you even more. And so, but the dark side practitioner is probably what you want to start with.
Okay. And then she just goes on.
Everything is mind energy. So what you think, oh, geez, another thing's going on. Oh, man, you know, well, it's mind energy. Aliens give people mind, and they're using the mind to harm people. They just don't know it. Back to you.
Okay. That's very interesting. She just goes on to say, I'm going to get the nano detox clearing, but we'll reference the kitty in the clearings I do have. And this person's been having a problem with her computer, and they're better now, and she cleared them with the object clearing.
Oh,
so
great.
That's a great idea to do.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yes. Okay, here's an interesting thing. Somebody wrote in to say, chakras are vortexes, and meridians are portals. What do you think about that, Ron?
Very possible. Remember, the aliens gave you your chakra system, so they can control you, so they know exactly where everything's going inside of your body. They have the roadmap, the master roadmap to you. Oh.
Okay.
And so because we don't have a reference of light, remember, those meridians and those energetic vortexes or whatever, the lines of energy flowing your body, would typically just be light energy. But they separated it out and made it darkness and then told you about the chakra system, you know, which is, you know, very, you know, ancient. What was it, like 5,000 years old or something, with the Eastern Indians or something, you know, talking about that. And so it is a really old system, and it does work. And also the Chinese, you know, information about the meridians. So, yeah, but that's the alien, you know, gateway into your body. Oh, anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay. Okay, somebody sent in Becoming Awakened. I've used the 2,000-year darkness barcode, the mind matrix, water charging, and alien mind hypnosis. How can you become more awakened using creation lightship? Can you timeline crash unawakened consciousness, and will that help?
Well, you really don't want to be awakened. You want to just be in peace. So, you know, it sounds like you want to have more information, or to be smarter, or have more intelligence, more conscious awareness. No, you just want to be in peace. So everything that would have that label on it would take you away from your peace. So I guess to be truly awakened, you're going to be 100% in peace. And then you're not going to really care about anything, because you're going to be peaceful. That's why we do the mind to heart drop in each one of the programs that we have here, and you should be doing that yourself. So you're fully awakened when you're in peace. You don't need to have consciousness. But your body and spirit already has that once you can connect to it without all the alien interference and everything else going on. You just want to become peaceful. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's an interesting question. On the spirit and fetus infusion healing, is this a whole life clearing, and is this the one to bring up our gifts stored in our DNA? And this listener has a request. Would the audience share some testimonials who've done this healing and how they used it? And,
that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can get some testimonials on that. That'd be great, yeah.
That, yeah.
That clearing does awaken a little bit more of what's in your DNA. Because, remember, your spirit comes into your body, and it shows your body, because you have certain talents that you could possibly have in this lifetime. So maybe it picked 20 different things, and it only had maybe, we'll just say hypothetically, it goes back 200 years, we'll just say, I'm just saying that. So we'll say that it picks 20 issues going back 200 years. But you need to have, you know, 500 years worth of information. but it doesn't know what you're going to be picking and how you're going to be living your life. So you pick something, and you kind of have a little niche or knack for that, and now you say, gee, I need to have a little more input here. So that's what that clearing is for, maybe give you about 5% more of an edge on that. So that's kind of how I look at that. And yeah, you know, the chakra system is the alien gateway to your body. That's the roadmap that they gave you. Well, unfortunately, when I do chakra balancing for people, I balance the chakras, take away the negativity, the programs that maybe made the chakra not in the right orientation, and then I put light into that. Then you have light the way it's supposed to be. And it's hard to say how long people can hold it. Some people, you know, when I do it at the expos, they're so far off that, you know, their backs even kind of pop, or they walk and they start hearing a snap, crackle, popping because they were so far out of balance, not knowing it naturally, because you don't know, you know, what you don't know, you don't know. You don't know how bad off you are. And so normally you get a lot more energy. You get like an energy surge because all of a sudden everything is hooked up properly. But there should be light going through you. Fortunately, you know, the darkness doesn't give you light. Give you the light of the darkness. So back to you.
Okay. So I was thinking when you were explaining the fetus and birth, the spirit fetus infusion clearing is what it's called, and it's a whole life clearing, that would the education clearing do some of those same things, and might they kind of be a good partners for somebody who wants to have more talent and information about their talent and that kind of thing?
Yeah, the education one sort of takes away the imprinting of the school system, and or all your mentors and people around you have given you. And so it's their belief system. So it takes away the belief system and putting you into a box at the same time. So you need to get the education clearing. And also the IQ clearing is very good, too. And a lot of people run that once a month, both of those clearings. And it just gives you a lot more insight. So, like, the person that maybe asked for maybe to be a little more aware, that one might work to be good for them to do, to have more consciousness. So, you know, that's what I would suggest. To do that.
Okay. How does the specific incident healing on the whole life emotional clearing differ from timeline crashes?
Timeline crashes is how many timelines they put you on. So remember, this is, you're in the beyondo. You're abducted. All timelines are abductions, okay? So that means that you are abducted somewhere else other than this planet. Because they can't abduct you into light. They have to abduct you into darkness. So you're automatically abducted when you're doing timeline crashes because you're trying to get off of those abduction scenarios. So when you see the word timeline, just know that's an alien abduction. Now, the specific incident, you can be here having an incident and not be abducted. Okay? So that's what I would say. So let's say you stubbed your toe, and the aliens, you know, were maybe having a coffee break, and you're crying a lot, and you go, oh, man, this really hurts bad. And they're having their coffee break, we'll say, or whatever they're eating or drinking, or, you know, they're not really tuning into you. And you may not be on a timeline. Maybe you balance out in a half an hour. They're on their hour lunch break or something. So you automatically skipped out on them. Yeah, I doubt it, but we'll just make it simple here. So that the incident that you're dealing with is after you use that clearing, after you've already done the whole lifetime clearing, then that's designed to keep you current. Because like I said earlier, you know, like the tsunami situation or whatever, people put you onto timelines. They'll talk to you about a situation, an incident, or whatever's going on. and that's sort of what you get hooked up to. You want to release that incident that somebody put you on to do that. And it's also good for, you know, if all of a sudden you think of something. Maybe you did the whole lifetime clearing and somebody put you onto a timeline and you go, man, how did I get on this timeline? I heard somebody talking about this issue five times. You know, maybe the lip worker in the cubicle next to you and they keep repeating this. And you go, oh, man, I don't want to hear this anymore. Well, they're putting you on the timeline. Who's in their body? Maybe they're after you. And instead of, you know, they're getting all these phone calls and telling people about the situation, but the guy's really after you or the lady, because there's a shapeshifter and they're talking about it, and they're after you. And maybe they're putting you into, like, outdated programs that, you know, really aren't available anymore, but they're living in the past, so they're putting you onto something that you had no reference to. So, you know, and also, you know, your thoughts may not even be there. You may be thinking, gee, you know, I thought about this. It doesn't really relate to me. But now I'm starting to think about it because this person is talking about the situation over and over again. And next, they got me on this timeline. Now I'm getting all this information. I'm being flooded with information and data about this stuff. And so when that happens to you, now you know you're hooked up for sure. So that's the difference. So the civic incident is typically a situation that you know, are drawn into or you happen to fall upon, something happened to you that pushes your buttons, we'll say. If it's the pain clearing, then it would be like, you know, whole lifetime pain clearing. Then you say, yeah, I got hurt. So that's that incident, you got hurt. But the timelines, you know, if you're hurt a lot, then you want to definitely get on timeline crashing. So back to you.
Great. Okay, getting almost to the end of the show already. It went so fast. But here's another question I think we have time for. Do I need two spirit integrations if I am running many clearings, or does just one suffice?
One should work, but I would probably run it like maybe every 15 minutes or something. Some people also just put up a separate tab, separate screen on their computer, and it's running continuously throughout the whole clearing. You can do that too. There's no problem with spirit integration or spirit infusion, whatever Harbert stated there. That you can always run continuously. And if anything is out of balance or there's a way that the spirit can come in, after you're cleaned out, it will come in. Remember, if you're clogged up, then your spirit already left. And, you know, you need to clean your body temple out so it can come in. So just by doing it doesn't mean that you're going to get more spirit energy, because it has to, you know, have that cubby hole cleaned out to where the darkness took over and kicked out your spirit. And pain can kick out your spirit. You know, being traumatized can, being embarrassed, being scolded, any of these things, being upset, you know, low self-esteem, all these, you know, can have your spirit leave your body. And once it leaves, then you have a void, and instantly the aliens take it over. Kind of why it's good to maybe run that self-empowerment clearing off and on, because that can help you clean out issues and things that you don't even know about. So, back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in about the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is one of your free healings. It can be found on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com. On the top left, you'll see it. So, the Earth Protect Timeline Crash. Been running it for the past 3 weeks since Ron said we needed it. My whole house is an island of peace. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. Uh-huh.
Yep. And still, you're still recommending that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, still recommending that.
Good. Good. I have it.
If we can get some testimonials for that, this fetus spirit infusion, if anybody has done that, and maybe what they put in and how it's helped them. If, you know, maybe a percentage, you know, how much better they think they are with their particular talent or whatever it would be, that would be great, you know.
Right.
people could say about that. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. And we just got one more. Oh, okay. I guess I already read that one. It's pretty much, Ron, we're kind of done. It's time to say goodbye here, I believe.
Yeah, we better. Yeah, we're clock's ticking.
This is the one show we don't, or the Monday and Wednesday, I guess, are the days we don't have that extra little time that they give us on the weekends.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So we got our alien call tomorrow night, Thursday, 5:30 Pacific, getting rid of the alien replicas that are giving you problems. So anyway, here we go. Mind a heart drop. So I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And remember, keep your screen up all the time when you do clearings. If you're awake, put your picture in front of it. Blessings. Thank you, everybody. Good evening.